Well, Jackie, how are things going on in Alamogordo?
Things are going well. We had a very busy weekend this past weekend, and seems like we're going to have another busy week ahead.
Well, it looks like this coming Friday, a peaceful protest before the county commission regarding the borehole project.
Yes, so on Friday, which is May 12th, starting at 8:45 in the morning, several protesters will be picketing, I guess you can say, outside the Otero County building, which is at 1101 New York Avenue. And so protesters will be peacefully, I want to say peacefully, get that out there, protesting, opposing the deep borehole project. And as you know, we've mentioned this several times before, it's been a hot issue here in Otero County. So they will be discussing that project again on Friday. But like I said, several people will be protesting that on Friday. So if anyone is interested in attending that, that's going to be on Friday, May 12th at 8:45 a.m. outside the Otero County Administration Building.
Do you have any idea or any sense of where and how the commission is leaning towards this borehole project?
So they're a little bit on the fence. We do have one commissioner, that is County Commission Chairman Janet White. She is opposed to the project. She has been very vocal about it. She is definitely against it and has, as I said, been very vocal on it. Due to several reasons that, you know, we could sit here and discuss all day, but there are several concerns that she is worried about. Our other two commissioners have kind of been quiet on the issue. Commissioner Lori Bees, our new commissioner, she's really hasn't said that she's for it, and she hasn't said she's against it, but she has said that she is the voice of her constituents, so she will do what they feel is right. And her district, which is in the mountains, they are mainly not for it. So she's kind of leaning that way because her people are leaning that way. And then, of course, we have Commissioner Susan Flores, who has said she is supporting it. But I mean, that's about it. She has said a couple things of why she is for it due to economic reasons. So she's really our only commissioner that I would say is for this project.
Well, that happens this coming Friday. Let's talk about the Special Olympics.
Yes, so last Thursday, the Otero County Sheriff's Office, along with the Border Patrol and Tularosa and Alamogordo Police Department, ran the Special Olympics torch from the New Mexico State Police Department here in Alamogordo to the New Mexico School for the Blind and Visually Impaired. And the New Mexico Blind School ran a lap around the school's track with one of the law enforcement runners. And those Olympians from the school here in Alamogordo will compete in the Special Olympics in Albuquerque later this month. So that's something really cool that they're doing, and we're going to be cheering them on.
Okay, Jackie, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you for having us. Thank you so much.